Hey, and welcome to POP, Storyboard's podcast on private podcasts. I'm Jeremy Lin. If you've been listening to some of our recent podcasts, you'll know we've been telling the storyboards of storyboard creators. But today, I want to talk about the storyboard product itself. We've just introduced Share Pages, which create a familiar experience for users with a branded company landing page anytime a link to an episode is copied and shared. To chat more about this new feature, I'm thrilled to welcome the founder and CEO of Storyboard, JP Gooderham. JP, how's it going?
Jeremy, it is great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm always excited to talk about Storyboard products, so this should be fun today.
Yeah, JP, I'm excited to dive into this. I just mentioned we have now launched Share Pages. Can you give us a brief overview of what these are and what goals we're aiming to achieve by introducing this new feature?
Yeah, this is a feature that we're very excited about, and we've seen some very good early results. And let's start. I always like to start with the why. Like, what's the problem that needs to be solved in the product? And so if we look at Storyboard in 2022, there's a lot that we're excited about. Storyboard is now serving over 5,000 organizations globally. They all have differences. These range from big businesses to a small team of truckers who are listening to updates on the road to a group just sharing audio as a hobby where it's a group of friends and they want to record in the app and send it back and forth. And it's always fascinating when you see a consistent problem across multiple user bases. And the problem that we were taking a look at was that there needed to be a better way to kind of publicize and promote your channel, right? Storyboard, literally from day one, has always been about what? It's been about creating a private, secure ecosystem where companies and groups could host audio. And we were very committed to that from the beginning. But what we learned was that by putting up kind of the wall of how you actually get there, it could create a challenge for a creator, for a podcaster, someone sharing audio to onboard some new users. And so if we look at what we started to do in our life cycle of starting to build ways to market and publicize episodes, a lot of the creators listening probably remember when we introduced Storyboard links. You could get a link to an episode if you're an admin, like when you publish an episode and you see those options of how you can promote it, you could always get a link to an episode. Same thing goes if you're a listener. You could go to the iOS app or the Android app, and what you have on the right side of your screen, you have an option where you could grab the link. This could be really helpful if you're a manager and you're like, wow, this sales update is talking about a customer very much like one that we're talking to. Why don't I share that with my team? And I could grab the link and I could send it out to folks. So what's the problem? Well, what we found was that when people received the link, if they weren't already signed in, what they landed at was just kind of a stock login page that said, look, sign into Storyboard. But it didn't tell the story, right? No pun intended, of what is Storyboard. And that's where I think our first opportunity was to really grow. And so with Storyboard Share Pages, anytime you take a link from Storyboard that includes any link that an admin pulls, or if somebody's pulling the link from the mobile app, this will now generate, instead of that blank login page, it's going to give you a branded login page to your organization. So basically, if I take a link to an episode called Weekly Kickoff and I send it out to our Storyboard team, they can open it on email, they can open it on chat, whatever way I'm sending it to them. When that user opens it up, they will get a login page that will have our company logo, our organization logo, if you will, and the name of our content. So you'll actually be able to see the name of our channel. And what this is starting to do is to familiarize a potential user, not with Storyboard, something that's very new to them, but with the content that they're looking for, that this is something that their organization is building. So that's the first lever that we did, was to take our login pages, let's make them branded, let's make them connected, and let's help them tell the story of the content that somebody's about to enjoy.
JP, I love this feature. I've already gotten some customer feedback on it, and they adore it. It has really helped their workflows. What are some different ways you see administrators and existing users being able to utilize these share pages?
There's actually two big expansions or two new ways of using share links that I'll point out. The first one, which we talked about a moment ago, is that for every Storyboard creator, I would argue that our login pages just became a lot better for you, right? Because now if you're posting it on your intranet or an email or a chat or whatever the case may be, that potential listener, that potential member of your audience is now going to get a much better experience when they go to sign in for the first time. And that's true for every organization. And so if you're already using Storyboard share links, you're already covered. Your share links are now going to start just using this feature automatically. If you haven't been using share links, I would argue this is a great time to start, especially if you're a creator out there who's thinking about how can you grow your audience in 2023, right? How can we get more people coming in and listening? How can we build that audience over time? Try these share links, build them into your process. But there's actually a second aspect of Storyboard share pages that I want to call out. Now, for those of you who are listening who come from enterprise organizations where you use single sign-on, these share pages will work very similarly to how they've worked in the past. An SSO user would enter his or her email and they'll be directed to your SSO portal. But if you are a what we call a basic organization, which means that historically you don't use SSO, instead, maybe you're a free customer, maybe you have a small business where in order to onboard people to Storyboard, what did you do? You had to get 25 emails, upload those 25 emails. That generated a set of invitations to new potential users. That's how we've always operated, where a creator would basically pre-populate who their audience was going to be. But here's the interesting thing that happened, Jeremy. Some of these creators, in their success of getting their content out there, they started to have new people who are like, well, I want to listen to this too, but they're not invited yet. And this was a gap because we would often receive like customer support requests from someone where, let's say Lisa emails in and says, I'm looking, I'll make up a name. Let's say we had a company, Acme Labs, and they had a podcast channel. How do I get access to this? And so what was happening was we'd have to reach out to an administrator and get them onboarded. And there were a few different steps in this process. Storyboard share pages will drastically simplify this effort. And here's how. If someone comes to your Storyboard share link, so remember, this is still equally secure to how it's always been. Someone needs to be able to be either invited or a member of your SSO organization. But let's say that somebody gets a link forwarded to them, or you post it on your company intranet and someone who you have previously not invited sees it. When they get to that login page, previously, there would not have been an option for them to log in. That has changed. Now that user can actually request access. They'll put in their email address, and if they are not an invited member, it gives them an opportunity to request access. When that happens, you as an administrator will then get to see any user who has requested access from your users tab in your admin portal. And folks, what this is doing is it's creating a queue of potential new users who you can choose to bring on board. Now, for the folks listening, they will never be automatically approved, right? You still have to actually say that you want to let them into your account. Until that happens, they will not be able to play your content. They will not be able to see your episodes. They won't be able to leave comments. All of the key security things that are a critical part of Storyboard remain intact. What these Storyboard share pages will do, though, is to help you collect these new potential users who you may wish to onboard. So today, anytime one of these users requests it, how do you know as an admin? Next time you log in, you'll see a little notification on your users tab, navigate over there, and you can see anyone who's requested access. So this will give you a way, if you are a non-SSO organization, to actually grow your audience in a very organic way over time. And for SSO organizations, it'll work just like before, except with the added benefit of these branded pages. Does that make some sense, Jeremy?
It makes a lot of sense. And I think it, for those of you listening out there, this makes your user's experience better. Instead of you or an administrator on your account being the voice, you can now have listeners help to be the voice of that account. So JP, this is a huge add, I think, for our product. If I'm an organization who's considering using these share pages, can you maybe give an example of one way they could use them, where they can post them, where they can share them?
I have a couple, and I'll start with kind of what would I do if I'm a leader at the organization, and what would I do if I'm just a regular old listener coming in and checking out the channel? If I'm a leader at the organization, I want to find places where I can create evergreen sources of new users. And when I say evergreen, I mean things that people will go back to time and time again. So a couple examples. One, let's say that you have a team of truckers, like I mentioned before, and they typically, when they're picking up their equipment, they're doing it. There's a break room and there's a bulletin board. You could take one of these share links by just going to your admin portal and clicking copy link. And let's say you turned it into a QR code. You actually could then have people scan that QR code. It will go to this branded page and it'll give you an opportunity to onboard new users. And if they haven't been invited yet, you're actually getting people to self-select, kind of like they're opting in, right? Let's say that you don't have a physical space where you would use a QR code. Let's say that you're a company and you're building just-in-time learning on Storyboard, teaching a sales rep some messaging and tools they can use when they go talk to a physician because they're selling a medical device. In that case, let's say that you also have an intranet or an LMS, like a learning system, you could take links to your Storyboard episode and then actually put them in these other places. And the reason I call that evergreen is then as people come back and they do this kind of big, broad learning at the beginning of every year, whatever the case may be, there's a link to your Storyboard episode. And it can push new people into the app for the first time, familiarize them with the fact that this is content that your company is creating, and then onboard them successfully. So when I think about kind of how to go top down, if you will, those are a couple of the ideas that I would have. But my favorite, though, is what I would describe as bottoms up, which I called this out before. If I'm a manager and I find a great piece of content, what can you do? Just in the app itself, in the mobile app, you can grab a link to that episode. You can share it with your team. And when they come in, even if they haven't been invited yet, they now can request access to the channel. So managers, leaders, just people at work who are listening to something that they think is a good episode, they can share that link and no one should be like, well, I can't access it, right? Because now if I'm a user, I can request access. So this will be, I think, a more inclusive strategy that we can use to help our creators build their audience.
JP, this is fantastic. One last question for me. What are some ways we're considering expanding this feature in the future?
That's a great question, Jeremy. It's been out for about a week and a half at this point. As you mentioned, I think we've seen some very positive feedback. I'll call it a couple of things. And you know, when we talk about our product roadmap, we always like to be pretty focused on like what's directly kind of in front of us as far as what we can build. One of the things that we're working on right now is an expansion with an email where we'll actually let our admins know when some of these new requests are coming in. So for those of you in basic organizations, this will provide a way for you to get these updates faster anytime you get a new request. So kind of like getting a friend request on LinkedIn, right? Or another service, what happens? You get an email letting you know. It can help bring you back in because we know not everyone is spending all day, every day in their Storyboard account as much as we would like you to. So we want to make sure that we're getting in communication with our admins. I think the second area, and this is a little bit of me, I'm not sidestepping your question, Jeremy, but this is kind of a plug for any of our admins listening. If you've worked with us, whether it's Jeremy on the customer success side or our account management team or our customer support team, we love getting customer feedback. And I will make an open call here, which is that if you are a creator and you're thinking about different ways that when you have a first potential user to get them exposed to your channel, to do the best job we can as Storyboard selling you as a creator, let us know. We have a few ideas of our own that we're kind of cooking up right now of how we can put our creators front and center even before someone signs in. But if you have any ideas or feedback, we're all ears and we'd love to chat about it. So shoot us an email at support@trystoryboard.com. Speak with your account manager or customer success contact. We're always here to talk about some of those pieces. But to answer your question, Jeremy, number one, let's keep pushing on how we can communicate when new requests are coming in to our administrators. And then second, we're going to explore other opportunities as we go forward here on how we can make the Storyboard experience feel not just branded to Storyboard, but even more importantly, branded to the company that is using Storyboard so that people feel like they're having an immersive and connective experience when they're getting these key communications in an audio format.
JP, this has been great. One last thing I'll call out. If you end up using this feature, please, please, please send us an email, shoot us a note. We'd love to hear how it worked for you and see if there's anything we can do in the future to improve upon it. JP, thanks for joining. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Pop. You can find our previous episodes wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be coming back in February with both another Storyboard product discussion and another interview with a Storyboard creator. Stay on the lookout. At Storyboard, we have plans for organizations and teams of all sizes with free, pro, and enterprise level subscriptions. To learn how you can use Storyboard to record and share insights, updates, or stories with your team, visit our website at trystoryboard.com. You can also follow us via our LinkedIn page for regular updates. Until next time.